Ladies and gentlemen, we are live coming to you from the internet. Introducing first, with a professional record of a 5-star rating and the future winners of the Fight Pick Championship, Ricky Reed, Buddy Harlow, the MMA Marks Podcast.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? And y'all can't hear me, can you? Oh, you can! Holy crap, I can't hear myself, though. That's a little weird for me. Anyway, what's up? Welcome to MMA Marks. I'm Ricky. That's Buddy. Say what's up, bud. How you doing?
All right, what's up, man?
Oh, my God, how weird is this? I can barely hear you. But I know we are working through it.
I think they can hear me.
You can hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. You can hear me. I think they can all hear us.
Okay, well.
But you can barely hear me?
That's my fault. All right, we're good. I fixed it.
All right.
There's a connection error. All right, what's up, man? How about them fights on Saturday? What did you think? Let's get that out of the way real quick, because we got a lot to cover with Jan versus Izzy for UFC 259 this Saturday. We got 3 title fights. I want to get to that. But before we do, let's get into what happened last week between Rozenstruik and Ciryl Gane and the rest of that card. What did you come away with from that fight card?
Well, let's first of all start off with my allergies been kicking my ass. And I fell asleep during that card. I wasn't feeling good at all. And
I don't blame you.
I did hear that the fights that I missed were boring as shit, so I'm not even mad.
Not one exciting fight throughout the whole card.
Bullshit. I did see the best fight of the card.
Which
Pedro
fight?
Pedro Munhoz versus Jimmy Rivera.
Okay, yeah, that was a good fight. But it was so evenly matched. I like that Munhoz won. Munhoz was kicking his ass with the leg kicks and everything. That was a great fight. But we didn't get any real finishes. There was one knockout out of the whole card. And the rest of them were all decisions.
It was
crazy.
I mean, some of the fights was like, it was just a well-matched fights, I guess. I only got 5 out of 9 correct, 0 perfect. How did you do?
I don't even know. To be perfectly honest, I have been dealing with so much shit. I haven't even looked at the rankings. I haven't even looked at how I did. I'm assuming I did well because somebody texted me that I beat them. So I hope I did well. Most of my picks came through. I did pick Rivera to win, though. But that was... I'll tell you what, man. For that Pedro Munhoz-Rivera fight... Second place or third place?
You came in second for the week.
Awesome. And what does that make me in the ranks total?
7th.
Looking for that big jump. Come on, big jump. Hoping for a perfect card this one.
Kill You All got me beat by 5 points now.
Oh, damn. Okay, Kill You All.
People have been asking about joining up.
I don't want to hear.
Season shit. I mean,
summer.
I'm like, they said you said March.
Yeah, that would be the spring. Sorry, not summer.
You know what I mean, but they were asking. They thought because it's March, they can sign up. I don't know when it ends.
It ends on March 21st, the first day of spring.
Okay, so we need to start letting people kind of sign up for those.
Sure.
No one's seen you put any money in. No belt.
I'm not putting out my own money if nobody's going to jump in on this. It's not.
Yeah.
I've done it for 3 belts now. It's not happening. Y'all, if y'all want to participate, y'all can participate. but there's not going to be a reward at the end if nobody contributes. That's just how I thought, how I feel.
No, I get it.
So
just let you know.
It is what it is. But to Montana, yes, Rivera's leg was fucked completely.
Well, he powered through it though. He was a trooper, man.
Hell yeah.
That was a really good match. I definitely would like to see a third match between those two.
Uh huh.
Munoz looked and landing, dude.
Munoz looked so prepared, like he knew exactly what he needed to do. Like he studied for that test. He studied a lot. What did you think of Alex Hernandez and Thiago Moises?
You know I'm a hater of Alex Hernandez, so
yeah,
I was just happy that Moises won.
Now
I thought that.
Go ahead.
It was weird that to me, I thought it was weird that Alexander felt like he won. I don't know. I just felt like Moises was definitely playing it to the judges perfectly.
I wouldn't say perfectly. That is not a descriptive word I would use. I wouldn't say perfect. No. I'd say that he did what he needed to do to win. Like perfect? Nah, man. You got it. You somebody can't just wait to the
last.
You can't just wait to the last 30 seconds of each round and just start throwing hammers. That's not a good game plan. It's just not. And that's the only problem I have with Moises. It's like, if you could do that at the end of 30 seconds of every round, why not do that the whole fight? Like, he had no answer for you when you started to jump on him. He had no answer. And
yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of Moises. I'm just definitely not a fan of Alex Hernandez.
I hear you. I hear you. And I see the holes in both of their games right now. But it's like Hernandez was just like, I can't pull the trigger. I don't want to get knocked out. And Moises is like, I'm just waiting for that 30 bell. Waiting for that 30 bell. All right, 30 seconds. Here we go. Bam, 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 bam. And it's like,
honestly, though, it didn't seem like I didn't see many holes. Like, he's playing it well, dude.
Who, Hernandez?
No, I think that Moises is I thought he was. I thought it was a good performance, dude. Like, all joking aside.
Where was
the holes? Like,
it was a safe performance. It's safe.
He fucking won.
But it's boring. Boring as hell. There's no risk that was taken in any of the fights that we've seen. Maybe Pedro Munoz and Rivera, but no risk in any other fights. None. No risk. If I'm wrong, in the chat, let me know that I'm wrong and tell me who took a big risk in this whole fight card. Who took a big risk?
You're probably right, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's why
Ankalaev. What happened with Ankalaev? I didn't see that fight.
It was crap for me. I didn't like it. I didn't like any of it. I don't know. I'm just hating on this card. It was boring to me.
All right, well, fuck the card. I fell asleep through some of it, so
yeah, and then
it wasn't my shit.
And then Tanner Bowser coming to Cyril Gane's rescue, saying, It's a matter of winning. It's not a matter of taking risk. Like, he made this whole long Twitter post or whatever saying that if he took a risk and then lost, that he would get
less money.
Talk shit on from people on Twitter. And it's like, all that matters is the win. It's not about entertaining. It's not about making this flashy knockout or whatever. But I don't know how you stand on it, but I know I've come 180 degrees from when we started this podcast. But, like, you got to entertain the fans, man. That's who pays for all this stuff. That's who's going to make you the money.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on if you're a star or not. You know, if you're just a...
But that's what makes you the star.
Or, Yeah, if you're just a stepping stone or somebody that's going to be, you know, hard to promote, then fight safe.
Yeah. If every fight card was like this, I would not be doing this podcast with you. I do not like any of them.
We can
cards.
Move on, bro. I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and dwell on it. I don't.
All right,
care.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll move on. Big news. Chimaev retired. He says he's listening to his body. He's listening to his body, and he's never gonna fight again. And then 6 hours later, he's not retired.
That motherfuckers ain't retiring. Ain't no way.
It was crazy. I was like, oh, man, I guess COVID really did a number on this guy. And then, like, I waited a couple hours, and then I see, oh, Chimaev's not retiring. He was emotional. It's like, what is going on with this guy? Like,
he probably was getting his ass whipped by somebody that shouldn't have whipped his ass in the sparring. And he was like, just done with his life.
Just completely done.
He took the Khabib 2.0 thing too far and went with the retirement.
Oh, damn. I'll take that. I like that, Peacemaker.
And JC Gamer, we'll be looking to have signups for the next season soon.
JC Gamer said, I got 5 perfect. Oh, you got to prove that, okay? You got to.
In the Discord.
He did in the Discord. Wow.
I didn't look and see that. I don't remember exactly. I was keeping track up until the Moises, I think.
Oh, okay. I want to see some timestamps on that. That was crazy. Well, congratulations to you, Gamer, hey, man.
If it's done with Tapology, it has to be done before the fight start.
Oh, and he had it on Tapology?
Yeah, that's what a lot of us, or not a lot of us, at least. Me and Gamer.
Awesome.
You post your link in there and it just updates automatically.
Oh, nice. Maybe I should do this Tapology stuff with y'all.
Honestly, like, we could literally. Now I understand what fucking Fight Geist was saying. We could literally just do all this from Tapology.
Yeah. But will it track just our stuff?
No, I'm talking about the originals. The original shit, where we just put when we were just posting it.
Yeah.
We could have did it back then like this.
Oh, okay. Get it.
But shit, Kevin's thing works for us way better. Like,
oh,
I'm not
yeah.
saying that. Yeah, Kevin's thing is exactly what we needed.
Yeah. It was a well macroed program, man. I liked it. So, I didn't see any other newsworthy things coming out since, you know. But I haven't really had my ear to the MMA world this week.
What about how Jones said to Gunn? He said...
Something about daddy's coming home?
He said these boys better be used to getting a high pace when daddy comes home or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Ngannou responded saying, like, I don't know what he said. I forgot.
He said, daddy's home? Like, a question mark? Like,
yeah.
Dude, you haven't done anything in this division right now, dude. You can't talk. You got to take a fight, or at least
you can't add more to Ngannou's tweet. Shut the fuck up.
I'm adding. I'm saying what was undertone. Okay, it was like fight somebody and then you can talk.
Into this goddamn discussion here.
He didn't talk.
You gotta do something. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Hey, fucking John Jones. Fucking John Jones.
Jones whoop your ass.
He would whoop my ass. Oh, man.
Random thing. Did you see that Coming to America sequel's coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been in the works for a while.
It's about to drop, bro.
Where's it coming on? HBO Max or something like that?
I saw it on Amazon or some shit.
Amazon? Okay.
You could probably get it anywhere, you know what I mean? But that's cool. Coming to America's got to be one of my all-time favorite comedy movies. Seriously.
Oh my god, that whole movie is just so quotable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you see how many fights are going for this card coming up?
Yeah, let's go over this. UFC 259 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Let me just tell
eight,
you, instead of fucking
10,
hearing you count, it's 15 fucking
oh
fights,
oh, my
bro.
God, that's a lot of fights.
That's because they know a bunch of motherfuckers going to get COVID or some shit.
You think? What if none of them get it? And then all 15 fights are go. We're going to be up to like
and they all
three.
Go to decision. All of them go to decision. All the fucking, even the championship matches.
We'll be up to like 4 in the morning. I will be no good.
That's 25 minutes times 3. What's that?
75 minutes.
But what's that equal to? How many hours?
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
None of us know.
There's 60 minutes in an hour. So it's an hour and 15 minutes.
It's not that bad. I thought it would be more.
That's just 3 fights. That's 3 out of 15. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the math for 15 in all of them? Are you capable of that? I don't think you are.
So hold on.
If I don't think you are. I want to see this.
3, we got 12. So 12 times 15. That's 12 times 15, bro.
You tell me. I like hearing you do math. This is great.
Okay, Google. What's 12 times 15? Bitch didn't even listen to me. She's like, you stupid right now.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I... Okay, Google. What's 12 times 15?
12 times 15 is 180.
All right. Oh, I'll just hit the divide button.
This is so great.
So that's 3 hours. So it's potentially 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Potentially. Plus commercials.
No, I'm just yeah, just in fight time.
Yeah, just in fight time. Yeah, that's almost 5 hours. That's crazy. So from 5 to when does it start at 5? Let me see. What time does this start?
Did you study these fights at all, or you haven't really looked at them like that?
Bro, literally just wrote them down. Not even playing. Not even playing. Just wrote them down.
All right. Well, I kind of looked into them a little bit. There's a video I want to watch on somebody, like, if we can get a hold of it.
Let's do it. You tell me where, and I can make it happen.
Well, I got to figure it out. The one guy I want to see that I was unsure about.
Who's that?
He's 3-0, bro. 3-0. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. All right. Man, what? UFC 259 looks crazy. And everything moving forward is going to be the stepping stone pretty much for the rest of the year. I mean, that's going to set up 4 divisions. 4 divisions on the outcomes of these fights. Isn't that crazy?
I lost everything you said because I was copying and pasting.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, dude.
Oh, please, somebody help me.
Dominic Cruz is on the prelims, bro.
Yeah, as well he should. As well he should be.
Bitch, I'll kill you. I will literally kill you.
Why do you hold him in such high regard? He has a great fight IQ. But his body doesn't do what his mind wants him to.
Bro, he actually is really good. He's really good.
He was really good. Is he really good now? I doubt it.
We'll see about that, you fucking punk.
All right. Yeah, I'm fucking punk. Okay. But what I said to you was that, A... What I said to you was these fights, these title fights, make up the decisions moving forward for 4 divisions. Middleweight, light heavyweight, 145 in the females, and 135 bantamweight.
Hmm.
Like, the winner is just... I mean, if Jan wins the main event... That sets up so much stuff for Jan Like, I mean, he beat Izzy, and now Izzy has to go down, and whatever Izzy does from there forward only makes Jan look better. Like, and Jan gets to fight, what is that, Glover after that, or who's the next one up?
I don't know, might be somebody from tonight's card.
From tonight's card?
A Saturday night's card, bro. Because there's Thiago Santos versus Alexander Rakic.
You think Rakic's? Rakic? Yeah, Rakic could do it. Did Rakic fight Glover?
If either one of them do some crazy shit,
yeah,
it could happen.
It could. It very well could.
I think Glover's in line, though.
I like Glover. I like Glover to win. He is ever since he fought John Jones and lost, I mean, he's just been on a tear since then, just racking up and wins.
Dominic Reyes is fighting somebody soon, too. Who the fuck's he fighting? Yuri.
Oh,
the guy from the guy from Verizon.
Yeah. I don't know. Reyes needed to get his head right. Because if Reyes doesn't have his mind right, he is going to lose that fight, dude. He's going to lose bad.
I'm rooting against him.
Oh, you're what kill you all?
Yeah, man. Seriously. I like Yuri, though. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Did you want to get into these fights since we ain't got much going on in the
Absolutely. MMA universe? Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, actually, so JC Gamer, March, whenever the fucking season changes, so we'll be looking, we'll be telling you how to sign up soon. Also, we have a tournament coming.
Are you okay?
Why?
He like just drifted off this way and it came back.
We have a tournament going on and it's happening March 11th. As of right now, it is at $125 total pot winnings. So it's going to be lit, bro. It's going to be random tournament, random select, random weight classes, random everything.
Holy
I was
shit.
So into this talk that I grabbed my own controller.
You are so fucked up right now, bro. I've never seen you this fucked up ever. Holy shit. What are
hey,
you
I got
on?
That goji oji, bro.
Oh my god. I've never seen you this gone. Never.
Huh?
Holy shit. Wow.
Your mic keeps cutting out on me.
It's because I'm trying to cover my mouth from laughing. Oh my god. All right. Let's just start with the card. UFC 259. First fight, Mario Bautista taking on Trevor Jones. Do you know these guys?
Yes, I do. Do you?
I do not.
So Mario Bautista is Dave Batista's mini-me.
Oh, really?
So you know he does the Bautista bomb in the ring.
Oh, please, let's see that.
And then you got Trevin Jones, almost said Giles. He's from Guam. And last fight.
Why does he look like Kevin Randall, man?
This is his last fight, bro. Listen to this, yo.
Okay.
The last guy he fought, he got 10-8 in the first round. So the dude was 10-8 on him.
Okay.
And he knocked dude out in the second round, bro. He got 10-8 and then knocked dude out in the second round, bro.
Wow. Well, he is a.
So I said, fuck it.
Okay, who are you going against?
I'm picking Trevin Jones, second round knockout. I think that he'll probably get his ass whooped the first round. Just a little bit of a late starter.
Okay. I'm going to say Batista wins via decision. He's Mario's 8-1, and Trevin Jones is 12-6. I like 8-1 much better. So next fight we got Euros Medek, which is a weird, weird name.
First of all, who pronounces it Medek?
It's
just
it,
Medek.
It's not idiot. Medek. It's not Medek because there's an accent over the C. So there's something you say it differently.
He legit said his nickname is the doctor.
Bro. Okay.
It's just medic, bro.
It's Come just on. So what's up with the accent?
Why would you say medic?
So medic. What's up with the accent? That's so stupid.
Look at medic. Hey, look, medic. Medic's on his forehead. I don't know.
All right. So he's taking on Alon Cruz. Who you got on that one?
Hello?
Hello? Are you gone?
Dude, that's so stupid.
What's stupid?
No, mic keeps cutting out.
Mine?
Yeah, every now and then, but it's all good. It's back.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's these cables. I gotta get new cables.
Yeah, right? Medic took a beat.
Yes, he did. Oh.
My dick is getting red. My dick is bleeding. He's cut. My dick's cut.
Oh, do you guys remember that YouTube video from Manus? It was there's a fighter named Manus, and the guy was like, "What was it? Who was he fighting?" And it was saying, "My anus is bleeding."
Oh yeah, something like that. I do remember.
Yeah.
That.
Can you imagine these two fighting?
What about when we used to crack up with Mark Hunt because people say Mark Hunt.
Yes.
We're like, yo, they doing it on purpose.
Yes,
they say
are.
His full name every time just to say cunt.
Yeah. All right.
Mark Hunt.
So who you got? All
right, so do you know anything about these fighters?
Of course not.
Well, I'm going to go with the motherfucker, the medic. And I think he's going to get a first round knockout.
Okay.
I think the other guy is probably a gimme fight, but he's 8-3. But Spike Carlisle beat him in the first round when his last fight. That's why I thought it was like a gimme guy.
Oh, okay. Well, I went with that gimme guy. I got Cruz via decision just because I seen the record. I don't think my dick can take Cruz.
Well, so the next fight on the bill.
Yeah, what you got?
We got the Brazilian gangster taking on Amanda Lemos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Souza.
Yeah.
What you got?
I took Lemos. Took Lemos. Decision.
How you got one.
Decision.
Good shit. I got her winning by a submission first round.
Oh, really?
Hell yes.
She got a lot of subs?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sure. Okay. So next we got Sean Brady taking on Jake Matthews. I actually heard of Jake Matthews before.
You know Sean Brady too.
How do I know Sean Brady?
Isn't he the one that got the guillotine and then he got the full mount guillotine?
He's got the full mount guillotine. I have no idea, brother. Sean Brady, let me look him up.
Well, he's 13-0, taking on Jake Matthews, who's 17-4.
Hmm. Okay.
It says on Tapology he's Sean Brady's a moderate favorite with -210.
So he choked out
fighting out of Philadelphia.
So he choked out Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera, you know, choked her out. Guillotine choke last fight.
You're making fucking football jokes, and I kind of got it. Jake Matthews, you mean? Or Sean Brady? Yeah, Jake Matthews is in the game.
Okay.
He was even in UFC 3.
Oh, so CM Punk. That doesn't make them good.
Oh, no, not at all. I picked Sean Brady to submit him in the second round.
Okay, I picked Jake Matthews to knock him out in the first round.
Damn. He might be able to do it. All right, so... What do you think about this next fight? Can you pronounce either one of their names?
Kennedy and Carlos, sure. You want me to give it a shot?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay, we have Kennedy Ninchukwu taking on Carlos Ulberg.
One's from New Zealand, one's from Nigeria.
Which one's which?
Carlos is definitely the one from Nigeria.
Why do you say that?
I'm just fucking with you. It's the opposite. To me, I had no idea. The guy's 3-0, bro. And he must come with some hype because...
Who's 3-0? Who's 3-0?
Ulberg.
I got on Google it says he's 5-0.
That's weird. Let me check on SureDog.
Check on SureDog too. It says it's 3-0. Yeah, 3-0. I don't know where they get their 5-0 from. So is this his first time in the UFC?
Dana White Contender Series.
Ooh, nice.
He knocked out somebody in the first round.
Nice. Hell yeah.
So, and the other guy is, that's the guy I wanted to look up. So I'm like, man, he must have some hype if they're putting him 3-0 guy all against right. a guy 7-1.
So, what do we want to look up now?
Oh, it's kickboxing experience, okay.
I
was saying maybe we watch his debut in the Dana White Contender Series or something. I don't know.
Ulberg.
But as of right now, I got Kennedy winning by decision because he's got more experience.
Just trying to look up, see if there's any highlights. Okay, let's check this out.
Yes?
Yeah, let's check this out. See what happens.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready? You know, here we go.
You know how I know I'm feeling really good?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to look too good.
So this is Carlos Ulberg.
Carlos Mencia? You sound like a comeback, I think.
Damn. He's got some fire to him.
I like his
Oh, he's sneaky. Look at that.
I like that style.
He's one of those guys that lull you to sleep and then explode. Look at him. Like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, I'm dropping your ass. Look, left hook, bam! That's nice, nice.
He set you up, man.
Very sneaky.
I'm changing my pick to him. First round knockout. Literally.
Nice. Nice knees. Nice knees. Oh, man. Yeah, he is a sneaky son of a bitch. He dropped him with the leg kick. Wow. Nice. Oh, that was a sneaky elbow. Did you see that?
I'm a little behind, but it'll be there in a minute.
He kind of jumped in with a jab and then like a 6-12 elbow. It was sneaky. Oh, he's got him. Chicken leg. Go ahead, stanky leg. Dropped him real good. Oh, damn. Damn. Come on, ref. Look at that. It's over.
Yeah, that motherfucker's gonna win. You gotta bet on him.
Yeah, I like this dude. Yeah, I'm taking my pick back. I was gonna bet the bigger guy, but this guy's. Alright. What a fucking guy. Nice highlight reel, man. I see the hype now.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He does have a cool style, too.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess we'd be doing him a disservice if we didn't look up the other guy, see if he has a highlight reel. It's just going to take me a while to spell his name.
I thought I knew it. I mean, I thought I knew who he was. It says he's the Adesanya teammate.
He's Adesanya teammate? Okay. Well, here we go.
The guy we just watched.
Oh, the guy we just watched is from Adesanya? With a kickboxing pedigree like that, and he's with Adesanya? Good Lord. All right, well, let's go back. Let's see his opponent. Let's see what his opponent's about. All right, ready?
You find it?
Yeah.
I was like, do you need me to spell it?
It's quick.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait.
Very traditional. Nice straight right hand. Ooh, nice little kick. Taking his time on the knockout. I like that.
He's a big boy.
He does look slow. Oh, that was a shitty sprawl. Don't he look like the crochet boss?
I would say this guy's probably not that guy.
He's very composed. I'll give him that. He's very composed. Nice knees. Oh shit, he's beating up Gary Coleman. Damn, yo, he's beating. How you gonna beat up a little person? That ain't right.
Hold up, is that for real?
Look how much bigger he is than that guy, dude. That's not even fair.
Like, what?
It's not even fair.
What fight is that, bro?
I don't know, but that's bad. It's not even fair. This guy's gonna get his clock cleaned by Carlos, that's for sure. Yeah, he's getting his clock clean. Good luck. Good luck, bro.
And a lot of his wins on his record. To complete nobodies.
I'm just
and I mean that like meaning they only pretty much have L's on the record.
Stomping on these niggas like a whack-a-mole with no hands.
Yeah.
Get girls on the floor like a slow jam. Fuck yeah, I'm feeling myself, no way.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, I'm changing my pick. I mean, that's. I should have known better. I'm taking Elberg in the first round on that one. Good Lord. KO, yeah, first round. Wow, that guy. I'd be a little scared if I was Kennedy. What do you think?
I think that he needs to grapple, dude. If he can, he's 6'5 versus 6'4. They're not that different.
Yeah, man. He's not fighting a little person, for sure.
But he does have 83-inch reach to dude 7'7". But we've seen that the dude, it doesn't matter if the reach or not. He can get in quick.
Yeah.
I think dude needs a grapple, man. That's all I'm saying.
So what is this? Tony Montana's over here saying, do you think there will ever see a street beefs fighter in the UFC?
Oh, for sure, bro. I mean, all you to know if that would ever happen, first of all, just think about Kimbo Slice. And
Jorge.
Really, if you think about it, there's a lot of motherfuckers that went, that used to do stuff like street beefs, and that's what paved the way for UFC to be made, really. And,
yeah, I mean, you know, Tank Abbott, Jorge Masvidal, Kimbo Slice, as much as we hate to say it, Dada 5000. Who's that other guy? Yes.
Some people start backyard.
Yeah, a lot of people. I'll take it. Yeah, I'm with you on this one. We probably will see a street beefs fighter.
I want a little Baby Hawk or whatever.
Baby Hawk? Oh, now you make me want to. No, what? Okay, who's this?
Hey, they got this big ninja motherfucker, right? I can't remember his name. It's like Shinobi or some shit. That motherfucker.
Okay, Street Beef. Baby Hawk or Shinobi? Which one? Because as soon as I typed Street Beef, the first thing came up was Baby Hawk. And then we got...
Go ahead. I mean, only if it's a knockout. It's up to
all right,
you.
All right. Let's see.
I don't know if it's quick.
Let's see. Hold on. Wow. I see why you call him Baby Hawk.
I don't call him that. That's what he calls himself. Fucking make it sound weird.
Well, I see why he is called Baby Hawk, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you call him. You call him Daddy.
I've never even seen this kid. All right, so we got...
a grown man.
He doesn't look grown, but...
He's literally bigger than you in more than one place.
I don't know about all that. So we got 4 minutes and 10 seconds and 4 minutes and 42 seconds. I don't know if we can watch all that.
I it's not a big deal.
All right, keep going. That's too much.
Yeah. next fight on the bill. It's a women's fight. What you think about this?
I thought it was Tim Elliott versus Jordan Espinosa. Is that the women's fight you talking about?
So it's a women's fight at 125. Okay. It's Tim Elliott taking on Jared and Espinosa.
Okay.
So you think she'll be able to whip his ass, or you think she'll be able to choke him out? What do you think?
I think she's gonna choke him out. I think I don't know.
I'm going with Tina Elliott.
Yeah, Tina. I'm going with Jordan Espinosa. That's
how you got him winning.
Second round KO. I think Tim Elliott is just he's getting a little long in the tooth there, man. He's getting a little old.
He's off the meth lately.
I knew it was coming. Oh man.
He off that meth now. give the man a break.
Hey, congratulations. I mean, rehab is a bitch, I'm sure. Oh man, he should be like he should be sponsored by like trailer parks.
So, yeah, that's not much to say about that fight.
So you got Tim Elliott winning?
By decision, yeah.
Okay.
He like a little Tony Ferg in the 125 division, bro.
He does remind me of Ferguson. Ferguson went crazy and went downhill. Tim Elliott just got old and went downhill. All right, so we got Hajirio Bontorni taking on Kaikar France. Who you got on this?
I'm going with Bontorni, whatever.
Bontorni.
Hajirio.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like Kaikar France. I never did.
I'm with you on that one, man. I wanted to like this dude, but he always disappoints me.
I never wanted to.
He always disappoints me. He's like the weakest link of City Kickboxing.
Yeah, I took the other guy by decision.
So did I. That was my pick. The other guy decision.
That's going to be the snooze fest of the goddamn night, I think.
Okay. Now we got Joey Benavidez taking on Askar Azeroth.
Yeah.
Who you got in this one?
I'll let you take one guess, and if you're right, I'll allow you to suck my dick.
Okay, well then, you're taking Joey B all day long. That's what you're taking. You're taking Joey B 100% of that one.
I promise you that you're wrong, and you meant to be wrong, didn't you?
Oh, Joey B getting knocked out 100% on this one. I mean, his chin is weak, and he is getting very predictable.
I think Asgard's going to take his neck.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Because Joey B leads with his head.
He does.
Put him right in a fucking little guillotine and just take it.
Yeah. That is a good point.
First round submission for Askarov.
Okay. I got first
round. As we like to call him, Astroth.
Astroth.
He loves college.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I'm going to take him knockout. Astroth. Knockout first round because Joey B's chin is weak. Down he goes.
He got a big ass head for his body, bro. His head is the size of his torso, my dude. Like, I may have a bigger head than him, but I fucking definitely have a bigger body.
He's like 125 pounds. Of course you do. Your fucking you head weighs.
It just doesn't look right. That your man wears a fucking extra large hat.
Oh my god.
Alright, so who you got? Matrix or Kung Fu Monkey?
I'm gonna say Kung Fu Monkey on this one. Song
how's Song Yadong winning?
Song Yadong's gonna knock out Kyler Phillips.
Do you know Kyler Phillips?
I know he's a good jiu-jitsu guy. Is that correct?
No, he's a wild fucking striker, I think.
Well, who am I thinking of then? I thought Kyler Phillips was a good jiu-jitsu person. Is there another guy named Kyler?
I don't remember exact details about his match, but I feel like motherfucker does like spinning elbows and shit.
Okay.
And his nickname's the Matrix.
Okay, well, so I'm taking you got Kyler Phillips?
Fuck no, I got Song Yadong by decision.
Okay.
China MMA taking over, bro, I'm telling you.
They're getting way better, way better. I mean, it's hard to deny them now. I mean, I don't know. I think that Matrix shit, it's not going to fly with Yadong. Like, it's just... He's too. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, sticks to the plan all the time. He very seldomly brawls. He will stick to his plan and beat you at it.
Yeah.
So, next up, I take Yadong KO first round, by the way, and you're saying Yadong decision.
Yeah.
So next up on the fight card, we got Dominic Cruz taking on Casey Kenney. So I want to hear why Cruz is going to win.
Because he's better than him?
In what way?
Footwork, head movement.
Okay.
Game plan.
Footwork, head movement, game plan. Okay. Can he...
Probably cardio.
Can he execute that stuff?
I believe so. I believe he's going to put on the clinic and beat Casey Kenney very easily by decision.
Then it's not easy. I mean, so you're saying Cruz is going to play safe the whole 15 minutes?
No. It's going to be like a Max Holloway style. It's going to be a fucking beautiful decision win.
Okay, okay. I don't see that happening. I think this is going to be a cardio war. I think Casey Kenney's going to push the pace because that's what happened with Henry Cejudo taking on Dominic Cruz. He pushed the pace, Dominick Cruz didn't know what to do. No respect to Dominick Cruz. Dominick Cruz is used to getting respect, and I think Cejudo took that from him, and now Casey Kenney's just going to pile onto it and not respect Cruz and go right in on him and just take him down and make him pay.
This is the biggest fight of Casey Kenney's life.
I agree. And he's going to rise to the occasion.
We'll see. I'm a fan of Casey Kenney.
I like Casey Kenney. I think that...
He surprised me in the past, but I don't think he gets it done this weekend.
I think the cardio will prevail. Like you said, Cruz is known for his cardio. Insane cardio. I just don't think he has it anymore. I don't know why. Maybe this is the one where... I'm just reading what? Tony Montana saying, sing a song to you, dong. What the fuck?
You know, honestly, though, what you're saying, it could be true.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that he's going to push the pace enough for Cruz. I think Cruz is going to keep the fight at a pace that he wants. I think he's going to dictate the pace of the fight is fought at.
That's how Cruz can win. If Cruz stays on the outside and dictates the pace, then he will win. But if Casey Kenney disrespects Cruz and just goes right in on him, maybe kick the leg a couple times, make him think about it, cut the ring off like he should, Cruz ain't going to have a prayer, dude.
We'll fucking see, motherfucker. Yeah. You see Elite Stacks in there? You said, yo.
Yo, Lead Stacks, what's up, brother? It's a long time no hear from you.
So what? You got Casey Kenney winning by what?
I got Casey Kenney winning by decision. I think he's going to swarm him, and Cruz is going to do enough to fight him off. But the aggression will win the judges over. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that if I'm Casey Kenney, I'm going to beat him with my cardio. That's what I'm going to do. I'm thinking this dude's old. He doesn't train as much. He's always hurt. I'm going with swarm him with cardio. Put that cardio name to the test. Casey Kenney's fight style is more wrestling based, I will say. But
his last fight, he looked really good. And
he did.
A striker. He fought Nathaniel Wood and was just... He put on a fucking clinic with the striking, bro.
Yeah.
He's well balanced. I think he's a pace pusher. He just pushes that pace.
Yes. I'm looking for that. Using pace as a weapon. Next fight, we got Thiago Santos taking on Alexander Rakic. Who you got in this fight? Yep. This is right now, this is main card.
Pretty much Elite Stacks. So after Santos' last performance, I can't bet on him.
Neither can I. That knee is compromised.
I took Rakic by decision. And I think, and the reason why I say that is because Alexander's not afraid to fight safe to get the dub. Look how he fought Anthony Smith. He laid on top of him for three rounds. Five rounds, whatever it was.
Yeah, but I think the mobility of Santos leaves him vulnerable. So we're going to see Rakic kick him just like he kicked Jimmy Manoa. And I got Thiago Santos getting knocked out in the second round.
Oh, let me say this. If they stay on the feet,
yeah,
Santos wins. And that's on everything. Santos will knock him the fuck out if they stay on the feet.
You think so?
Don't get a twist. I know so.
But if you
can't... He almost knocked out fucking over a couple times.
But if you can't move, how are you going
to... I think Alexander's going to use wrestling to win that match.
I mean, if I'm Alexander, I'm kicking this dude's leg as hard as I can. As hard as I can, yeah. Right off the bat.
But that's only going to get him so far. Because he's a tough son of a bitch. He can work right through it.
I agree he's a tough dude, but Santos, once you can't move, you can't hit nothing. If you can't walk over and get it,
How you going to beat him?
Second round knockout. Rakic.
Let's see, dude. I know we're about to argue so much about this next fight.
Let's go. Come on. Islam Makhachev, take it on Drew Dober. Give me, I want to hear your thoughts before I tell you how Islam Makhachev is going to just wipe the floor with Drew Dober.
Look, that's very possible. It can happen, right?
It can happen.
It could happen. But my boy Drew Dober is a hard-hitting son of a bitch. He gonna go in there and not worry about his bitch ass fucking wrestling. And he's gonna knock dude out in first fucking round, bro.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna write that one down in bold letters.
Yeah, knock out first round Drew Dober. Nobody's picking Drew Dober that I know of.
Hell no, yo. Hell no. Drew Dober is a well balanced fighter, but his wrestling isn't to the level of an Islam Makhachev. I mean, this is
knock somebody out.
This is Khabib's partner.
Look at the way fucking Blades just got slept, yo.
Blades did get slept. I will say that, but Blades was dumb. He thought that Lewis didn't have an answer for his takedown, so he could do shitty, sloppy takedowns and be okay. I don't see Makhachev taking that same route where he's just sloppy with his takedowns, because that's not Makhachev. I think Makhachev has kind of Khabib's blessing kind of thing. Like, he could be the next Khabib if he worked at it. It's like Khabib 0.5. I say not 2.0, but Khabib 5.5. I say he has a little hint of Khabib in there.
Look,
and his striking's better than Khabib's, but his wrestling's just as good.
Drew Dober
is going to get knocked out.
Questionable losses on his record.
Uh huh.
He's not the greatest, but he's that motherfucker that just can knock somebody the fuck out.
I agree.
I think he will.
I agree. But Makhachev is a very calculated fighter. He's going to take you down. He's going to smother you.
He bum rushes most times, though. A lot of times, that's what he does.
I know.
He'd be bum rushing.
But it's
bum rushing, you get knocked the fuck out bum rushing.
But it's not a uncalculated bum rush. He'll walk you to like 3 foot before the fence, and then bum rush you and take you down. And then he'll smother you until he gets a decision, or he's going to submit you and take your neck. And that's what I got him doing in the third round. Islam submitting Drew Dober.
When I tell you, when he knocks him out, it's going to be knockout of the fucking night. And it might even be contention for knockout of the year, because he's going to hit him with some fucking combos that are fucking wild as shit.
You know,
it's gonna be bank, 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 bank,
bank, bank, bank, bank. No, I think
Islam. Hey, they're gonna say he ain't no Khabib.
Okay, what I think Drew Dober is, I think Drew Dober is a poor man's Nate Marquardt. He has flashes of good combinations. He has solid footwork. He is well balanced. He has okay cardio, but in the end, he's a B-level fighter. He's not going to get a championship. He's not going to beat the top five.
Wasn't Nate Marquardt a champion at one point, yo? What the fuck is you talking about?
He was a champion in Strikeforce, yo. He's a champion in Pancrase. He wasn't a champion in UFC.
Wasn't Pancrase kind of hard?
Pancrase was hard, but Pancrase had no rules. Pancrase was hard because it had no rules. Oh, Elite Stacks, I pick your dong. I say your dong knocked him out in the first round.
Hey, he picked your dong. He picked my dick. He picked all kinds of shit, bro. How about that? We just didn't even realize there's a medic, according to Ricky, on this fucking team.
There's an accent over the sea. You tell me. Am I saying it wrong? I must be.
I heard somebody say medic.
Medic, okay. Medic's no different.
I say medic, yo.
Medic?
Somebody call it medic. Medic and your dong, okay? My dick, your dog.
Are you trying to solicit me, sir?
That's your dong, and it needs to stay away from my dick.
Oh, my God. Hey, hey, put that down before you are totally catatonic.
I got that Northern Lights in there now.
Oh, my God. I've never seen you. When we started this podcast, I've never seen you that fucked up, ever.
Hey, you know what, Northern Lights, right? That's going to guide me to the fucking...
To the north? To the north as you zig-hail your way over there? Looking at all white power kind of shit? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, really? I actually did kind of look like that.
Oh, my God. All right,
so, motherfucker, all right. Are we going on to the next pick?
Sure. Piotr Jan and Aljamain Sterling.
Let's hear how you got Aljamain Sterling winning.
You know what? I don't know.
I knew you were going to do this to me.
I was going. I knew it. I'm going back and forth. It's really hard. This is the hardest fight I had to pick. All right? I'm like, Aljo's got the length. He's got the reach. He's got the speed. But Jan is...
He's got style. He's got grace.
But Jan is compact. Jan knows when to explode and when not to. Jan can take calculated risk where Aljo takes unnecessary risk and winds up in weird positions. But if Aljo comes out right off the bat and like he did Corey Sandhagen and just yokes him up and it's over, I mean, wow. That could be something. Aljo could be like next Jose Aldo. What?
Aljo could be what Funky Van Askren wanted to be. He's the Funk Master, bro. Peter Jan might be typically a better striker, might typically be a better grappler, but fucking Aljamain's funky with it, bro. You can't exactly train good for him. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't like he has a style that's, you know, he's funky with it, dude.
He's unpredictable. He's very unpredictable. He comes at you in some weird ass angles that's really hard to train for, like you said. But Jan is very composed under pressure. Very composed under pressure. And he...
Jan might be the best at what you were talking about Casey Kenny should do.
Right. With using pace as a weapon.
Yeah.
But the only thing is Jan gets tired in the later rounds. Like when he beat Uriah...
It's high pace, though.
I don't know, man. I was up in the air, and ultimately I picked Jan via decision because I think he's gonna stay away from Aljo as much as possible and then hit him when he needs to. Like, he's just going to do enough to squeak by. He's going to play it safe to keep his title. I don't see Aljo outside of a Hail Mary knockout. I don't see Aljo dismantling Jan. Like, I could see Jan beating Aljo. So for that, I have to say Piotr Jan via decision.
Damn. Well, you're fucking wrong.
Okay, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I like being wrong sometimes.
I think Aljamain Sterling keeps it standing for a while. You know, and so does Peter Jan, keeps standing for the first round or two. They kind of feel each other out. And I think in the third round, Sterling catches him in some way in a grappling exchange.
Okay.
Gets a choke on and don't let go.
I like that. Submission. I mean, if I had to choose and, like, it was just all emotion, no points, I would probably pick Aljo. I want Aljo to win. Like, if there's nothing on the line, but if I'm making my picks for Fight Pick Championship, I'm going to say Jan's going to beat him via decision. But I would love Aljo to win.
Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit. A decision win ain't gonna get you shit compared to if what I pick happens.
So what round do you got this submission happening in?
Third round. I think there might be a feel out process, and then I think there might be a process to where he sets him up to get his opening, and then by the third round that it's the setup's on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Jan is Russian. Those people mindset is next level. Tony Montana says, "I agree with you." That's why I said he is very dedicated to his plan, and he does not let up. And he doesn't.
Sometimes he be Russian, though. Huh? You know what I mean? He be Russian.
He does be Russian, yo. He rushes that person to the ground and pounds on their face. I mean, and that's the other thing.
I think Jan's going to go to sleep. I don't even think he taps.
Well, that would be the Russian way out. Tragic. Jan ain't tapping. Jan's going to sleep. Because he knows if he taps, then he's dead when he goes back home. They're going to kill him.
Imagine if he gets him in one of those crazy leg locks.
That would suck. I would just be like, break it. If he dies, he dies.
Now, this next fight, right? Amanda Nunes taking on Megan Anderson.
Okay.
Most people don't give a shit about this fight.
Really? I like this fight.
I think so.
I think most
people don't give a shit about the 145 division. You know, it's like, whatever.
They just need more fighters. That's all. Like, it can't be that difficult to get fighters in women's 145. I mean, they're all over the amateurs.
I think that Amanda is the GOAT, and she's going to win by decision.
Decision? I didn't expect that. Okay.
But I could see her submitting Anderson. But I think it's going to probably go to decision because I think she's going to want to stand out with Anderson, and they're going to, you know, she might start using her grappling to win the decision, but I think she will stand with her.
Yeah. I got Amanda Nunes winning second round KO, but if Megan Anderson, like, grapples her in the beginning, she has a shot. She has a shot to win that title if she grapples her. Because
she'll get tapped.
I don't know. Like, when Amanda Nunes goes through a grappling scenario, she is scrambling her ass off to get out. Like, when GDR took her down, and like was trying to get her in a submission, she did everything she could to get out and stand back up.
Remember when she fought Felicia Spencer, the grappler that could tap her supposedly.
But there's a difference between when she fought Felicia Spencer, who was a good wrestler, but she broke her before she started wrestling her. Like Felicia Spencer didn't have an answer for those rights and lefts.
Kickboxer, really. That's it. What's she gonna do?
Megan Anderson's got the height and the reach advantage. I would use it to grapple her and nullify those strikes and then choke her out. That's what I would do if I were Megan Anderson.
There's no way in hell she'd be able to choke out.
Yo, Elite Stacks is smoking that crack. Yo, he say Megan Anderson fourth round TKO. You must be out your goddamn mind, son.
No, honestly, if she's gonna win anyway, it's gonna be by knockout, I believe.
What? I don't know if Megan has that kind of power, dude. Who has she knocked out ever?
Her last fight, Norma DeMunt.
Norma DeMunt. Hold on. She knocked out
Kat Zingano.
That was after the Nunes fight, though. Kat Zingano was fucking compromised. Then it's submission, then TKO, then a cut over the eye, decision. Then it was just...
I think Megan's way more of a striker than a grappler.
Okay. I can see where you say that. I mean, she's definitely won more decisions and TKOs than she has submissions. But she has submissions.
And she also lost by submissions. She's... I don't think she's... Dude, she's not a good grappler, dude. I promise you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what fight you think you watch that makes you think she's a good grappler. She's not. She could out-grapple by fucking anyone in this goddamn division.
Okay. I mean...
You're just like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. You're probably right.
No, no, I mean, I'm picking Nunes to win knockout TKO. I think that's what's going to happen. But, I mean, emotionally, if I'm just picking, I want to see Megan win because I want to see that division get shaken up. I want to see more possibilities. If Nunes wins, it's more of the same. But if Megan wins, it's like, oh, we have all these possibilities. Like, if Nunes can...
What? Who's the other fighter in the division? GDR?
GDR, Holly Holm. I mean...
She was a fight at 135.
Felicia Spencer. Felicia Spencer, then Tatiana Suarez. I mean, these girls come out of the woodwork to fight Megan Anderson. They're not going to be as excited to fight Amanda Nunes.
Amanda Nunes is going to fuck put on a clinic. Whip her ass.
I think so, too. But I'm just saying, I would rather see... For the entertainment value, that Megan Anderson wins. I mean, that what are we going to be talking about more? That we want that Nunes won, or that Megan won? I mean, if Megan Anderson wins, that's going to be front page news. It just is.
She would literally have to have a whole transition, like fucking Ortega did.
Yeah, she would. She would have to change her game up. Pretty much completely. But, I mean, anything is possible. I like Megan Anderson, but I just don't think she's going to beat her. I wish she would, though.
All right, so Adesanya taking on Jan Blachowicz. Who you got?
This is my other hard fight to pick because Izzy is very tricky. He's got great footwork, great ring IQ. Speed is there. But the only thing is, he gets cocky. He doesn't really... If he's under duress, he will run. But you can run in 185 when you're 6'4" and got some length to you. But when that length is met with Jan Blachowicz, where he's pretty much the same size, and he's got more weight, I mean... Jan is so dangerous. I mean, like, one shot could knock him out. Well, you got 25 minutes to hit one shot. Izzy's got to stay on his game for 25 minutes. I don't know, man. I just don't know. And Jan loves to take risk and just push that pace.
Yeah, well. And Jan's not afraid to grapple.
Yeah. Sure.
That's a fact that people probably forget about.
Yeah.
So who you got and how?
This is
self-defense, motherfucker.
This is subject to change. I will say that right now. But as of this moment, I got Izzy winning via decision. I think he's going to stay on the outside and just kick his legs out and strike and jab him.
Israel Adesanya will have Jan Blachowicz figured out by round two and fucking knock him out.
I think Izzy will have the original game plan of Jan Blachowicz figured out by round two, yes. But the difference is that Jan will go off script and just say, I'm going to knock you out now. If you think about it, Jan,
when he does it, he gets knocked out. I promise.
Jan,
let him blitz. Let him blitz Izzy.
But Jan knocked out way more people than Izzy ever has.
So what?
You don't think that's a factor?
Jan is. I've said this before. I'll say it again. If you look at the way Israel's past opponents have been fighting him, it's literally how Jan is best at fighting. And that's that blitzing shit. He's literally the most dangerous opponent, but his game plan has been the same since, like, fucking what? Since he fought...
Souza.
Yeah, like, Derek Lewis and shit.
Yeah.
Did he even fight Souza?
Yeah, he fought Souza.
I don't remember him fighting Souza.
He fought Jacare.
No, he didn't.
Let's look it
you
up.
Mean Jan.
Listen.
You mean Jan.
Yeah, I mean Jan.
I'm talking about Israel. Israel's been fighting the same way. Meaning, he's been going against... Even Whitaker fought him like he just blitzed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
even
he...
That's not Whitaker's main game style. He makes motherfuckers want to blitz, and he makes them pay for it when they do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
So basically what I'm saying is Israel has been training for this type of fight for the longest time, and this might be the most dangerous fighter that has that style for him.
Well, the,
so this is like boss fight for him, basically.
True. But the one that the equalizer is the size. I mean, because Jan is bigger. Now, do we take into account if Israel comes to the weigh-in at 205 pounds, or will he come in at like 190?
I thought he had to be one within so many pounds for it to be sanctioned.
I think it's within 10 pounds. So, I mean, he walks around at what, like 190, 193. So, I mean, like, he comes in at 200 pounds. Who are you going to pick? But if he comes in at 205, what do you think? Do you think that he's, like, preparing for this? Like,
185 and 205, that's different, but
it's a big jump. It's a big-ass jump.
When it's skill for skill, man, I mean, it's still... I still would think, you know, man, Izzy's skill for skill, man, that 185 could definitely beat a 205 Jan, I think.
So this is my take on it. Like, every other double champ, 145, 155, 10 pounds. You know, 205, 265, that's a big jump. That's a big jump. Daniel Cormier had a big jump. I think Izzy, one middleweight to light heavyweight, is the hardest bridge to cross.
No, I would say it's the most common, especially back in the day.
Who else crossed that bridge like that?
Did Tito Ortiz do that? I know Dan Henderson did. Anderson Silva. Did Rampage ever go to
205? There's a difference between taking a fight at 205 and fighting a champion at 205. There's a big difference in that.
Look at Anderson Silva when he fought DC. Look at Anderson Silva when he fought. I guess Dan Henderson's not exactly a UFC champ.
Yeah, but that was at 185.
Look at Chael taking on fucking John Jones. Nah, they fought at catchweight, John Anderson and I think they fought like 190.
Yeah, but that was at short notice too. That was like, hey, we need somebody to fight. How about you?
Stephen Bonner.
Huh?
Anderson Silva versus Stephen Bonner.
That doesn't count because
Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin, bro.
Again, not a champion. Not a championship fight.
Forrest Griffin was a champion, bro.
He was a champion back in the day. Dude got knocked out with a jab. Like,
that just shows you skinny boys can fucking still bang.
I'm not saying that they can't. What I'm saying is the difference between a regular sanctioned MMA fight and a championship MMA fight, it's two totally different things.
All right, look. On this record, hearing it today, this will be a mimic of... It will be a closely looking like Anderson versus fucking Forrest Griffin. All right? He's going to knock him out with some simple shit.
Really? Okay. So what round is he going to knock Jan
number
out
two.
Of?
Number two. I already said that.
Okay. Is he number two?
Yep, and it'll be like some simple shit like Anderson Silva did to Forrest Griffin.
That would be crazy. That will be crazy. I don't see it happening, but I would love to... I don't see it happen. I would love to see it happen. I don't see it, though.
It will.
Okay. Okay, I hope you're right. I hope you're right, man. This was a hell of a fucking hell of a day.
I'm so desperate to figure out what I want to eat, but I'm pretty sure when I get off of here, I'm going to either heat up some taquitos or make some eggs or something.
Okay, Munchies has kicked in. All right.
Oh, it's been kicked in, bro. I just been
toughing it out until we can get done this. Well, I ain't going to hold you up any longer, man. Do you have anything to promote? Can you remember anything to promote?
We got a tournament coming soon. It's going to be a fucking big money prize winning, motherfuckers. Check out my streams. I've been trying to stream as much as possible on MMA Marks. It's twitch.tv/MMA_Marks.
God, you are so fucked up.
You know how we do.
Yeah, way better than me. But anyway, look, if y'all like this stream, if y'all like MMA, go check out MMA Marks. He streams all the time. Great UFC content. He streams UFC 4. He does very, very well for himself. He's in the top 100 all the time. Check him out. And as always, check out our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And right here, Tuesday nights on Twitch. With all that being said, I'm Ricky. He's Buddy. And we'll see you next time. See ya!